ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Here's the man that you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac. Stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Hell yeah, Mark Grody. It's time for a Bears hit. Two words. But I'm holding up three fingers. It's fine. Grody joins us now from Hallis Hall. Groats, what do we need to know?
Hello to the United Center from Hallis Hall. Here are some things you need to know right off the bat, Lawrence and Matt. Not practicing today. Tyreek Stevenson did not practice because of the shoulder injury which he suffered. Cole Kmet was nowhere to be seen on the cold practice field today because of a back injury for which he exited the most recent game. DJ Moore, we know he played through the groin injury, but he still has a hip injury that he's been dealing with, so he did not practice. DeAndre Swift of the groin injury, no practice today. And Roschon Johnson pops up on the injury report with a back injury. Best guess is a couple of these probably precautionary, and I would say that even in the cold, why take a chance with guys like DJ Moore and DeAndre Swift, but we still have to wait to learn more about those guys. Limited participation today. Grady Jarrett, he's getting close, man. We'll hear from Grady a little bit later on. Braxton Jones, limited today because of a knee. Cairo Santos, we know he's got the right thigh injury, limited in practice. Nashon Wright has a hip injury. He is limited as well, and we know that the secondary is a little bit bare right now. Full participant is Austin Booker. I'll have a little something on Booker at the end of this report. But front and center today, guys, it's a Caleb Williams day, and we know how hard he was on himself, extraordinarily hard on himself after the win the other day. And, you know, kind of lamenting the fact that everybody else seems to be playing well, other phases of the game. And his attitude was, if I could just get my stuff together or get the offense in general really rolling, this could be devastating, using his words. So he was asked the question, how close is the passing game to getting it in a pure rhythm?
Extremely close. I think go back and, you know, you don't throw the pick and you complete two or three of those on the runs, and the, you know, efficiency wise is, you know, up there with 70%. And so it comes down to super small things, and it comes down to, you know, three completions, and starts with me. And then it, you know, it boils down to, you know, me being able to give the wide receivers a good ball, them, you know, them catching it, and, you know, creating space for themselves and things like that. So it's a collective thing, but it starts with me, and we've been, you know, getting better with, you know, on the run, efficiency, and then passing wise. And then you know, in the pocket, we've, you know, we've been, you know, pretty solid. And so we can, you know, we start hitting on those on the runs. You know, it's it opens up the offense because those second plays become big explosive plays after defense called maybe the perfect defense, or, you know, maybe we, you know, something happened with the up front or anything, and we start hitting on those and big plays start happening. You know, it looks a lot better than it did last week.
Man, it's funny because I feel like Troy Aikman said something very similar to what Caleb Williams said there about giving the wide receivers a good ball and
for sure
allowing them to have space after they catch it to run.
Yeah, you know what concerned me in there is, like, I think been pretty solid from the pocket. It's like it's again focusing so much on the on the run stuff because that's your specialness. Like, he could be more accurate from inside the pocket, Mark, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's just something that has been kind of surprising about Caleb Williams, even, you know, going back to last year and then this year. It's like, where is the accuracy? Where is the deep ball accuracy, which I've been asking since training camp? And I do think it's interesting to hear him allude to that second read as well, you know, that you know, the first play may be perfectly defended, as he said. So you could hear what the coaches are saying to him in that answer. Lawrence picked up on it very quickly with allowing space for those receivers to do their work. And hey, if the first read doesn't work, man, maybe the second read is the one to go to. So yeah, I thought that was all very interesting. You heard him mention, guys, the interception, and I think it was Layla that brought this up the other day. I thought it was really interesting that she had surmised that maybe the interception that he threw in the last game may have affected his day, that maybe it got in his head, because this is not a guy that throws a lot of interceptions. So
he's very risk-averse, too. So getting that negative feedback from doing something that kind of goes against his nature, you wonder if it made him spiral.
Exactly. So I asked him about interceptions.
You don't throw a lot of picks. Does that affect you?
Throwing picks?
In the moment of the game, like, is it harder for you to get over that?
No, it bothers me more when I miss a pass rather than throwing a pick, weirdly enough, because it's, you know, it's something wide open, or I didn't give the receiver, you know, a good enough ball or anything like that. That bothers me more than throwing a pick. You know, those moments happen where you throw a pick, and, you know, we got the defense, special teams, you know, to be able to help in those moments. And from there, when we get back on the field, it's time to roll.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe him. Frankly, I don't know.
Especially because, and I agree with you, because of him, you could just hear the coaches saying that to him. Dude, don't worry about it. The defense got your back. Special teams has your back. Like, it's almost like he's talking himself into it, Speaks.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like Lawrence said, he's risk-averse, and he needs to be more aggressive in terms of putting the ball out there for 50-50s, and sometimes bad things will happen and everything like that. So, yeah, but, you know, look, it's what you get with a young quarterback. He's trying to figure it out. Yeah, and he's trying to give you what the coaches are telling him to believe, whether he believes it yet or not.
I'd like for him to believe it.
Me too, but it's the process. It's the process. Interesting.
Yeah, okay. Right. I mean, a guy like that, we know he wasn't risk-averse at college. I mean, and that all comes back to flinging the ball on the run and all of that stuff, but I think everybody wants to see the full package. And then the other thing, guys,
hold on one second, Rod. I just want to let the listeners know, at top of the hour, we're going to have a lot more time to talk about Caleb. We'll play some of the Tim Jenkins.
And Tim spoke to exactly this. And it was off of Layla's question. So, as per usual, Grody is on top.
Grody's on top of it, and we can tie the room together a little bit at the top of the hour as you now move on to some other stuff.
I love when you tie the room together, Spiegel. I do. The area carpet, right? Isn't that the
That's
thing?
Exactly right. Come on, man. I hate the Eagles, man.
That's a fun movie.
It really is.
One of my favorites.
We've been talking about this since last year as well, and that is Caleb hitting his layups, doing the easy passes, running the ball when he sees space instead of trying to do something special. And I understand, like we talked about, how that's got to be complicated for him, but he talked about, is he getting better at hitting those layups?
I think I've done a lot better than I've done coming from college or in college to, you know, last year, and I think that's been, you know, a constant thing in my mind, is that I want to be able to keep this offense on the field so that you know, we can keep marching down the field and, you know, getting these first downs. And like I've said, you know, this whole season, we get our first down, you know, we start rolling and, you know, the shots start coming, the trick plays or the runs, and now we're creasing keepers and, you know, all these different things. So it's just being able to get that first down. And I think a big part of that is just being able to keep the team on the field. And I think a lot of it has been, you know, sometimes the team drops out in that first down and it's like, okay, here we go, check down, and or you know, the quick passes and just getting the ball in those guys' hands.
Yeah, or scramble. Mm-hmm. You know, go ahead and get yourself some yards. Did that come up at all today, Groats? The decisions about when to scramble and when not to?
I mean, he alluded to it some. I don't think there was a pointed question about that specifically today. But I'm positive that the coaching staff is, you know, drilling that into him and saying it's okay. Because, you know, like I've said to you guys before, he's got to be conflicted at times because they want him to be a pocket passer. They want him to get the ball in the hands of his weapons. They want him to fling the ball down. You have to have a downfield passing game. And this is just not natural necessarily to Caleb Williams to settle or to run. And he wants to be known as a throwing quarterback.
Groats, I think it's interesting, and you pointed it out at the beginning of this in the Caleb tape, but what's it been like to cover the Bears today when they're coming off a win, but the quarterback didn't play well?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's they were just as jovial, I think, today as they have been over the last 3 weeks or so, because obviously they've been winning. But Caleb is kind of the one who started that narrative that it's, hey, everybody else is playing well but me. And he's like, I'm going to get this right. I promise you I'm going to get this right. And when I do, it's going to be devastating. But it's interesting to hear a quarterback here say that, because we all know the issues of the quarterbacks through the years. And we all know that the last piece to come around for all these Bears teams has been the quarterback. But I don't know that I've ever heard a Bears quarterback say, you know, if I could get my stuff right, this is going to be a really good team.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Well, it is the nature of where they are, and it is survivable as long as he gets there.
Yep. So Groats, Bears fans have taken notice of how well Tyler Warren has done.
Oh, yes, I have. Oh, sorry. I mean, fans, my bad.
And Speaks.
Oh, big time.
Has taken notice of how well Tyler Warren has done for the Indianapolis Colts. Why aren't we seeing production from Colston Loveland yet?
Yeah, 8 catches, 78 yards, does not have a touchdown. He does have a 31-yard play to his name so far, but it becomes really interesting, Lawrence, because of that back injury with Colston Loveland, and he was asked today, Ben Johnson was, why so little Colston, and is he ready for more?
Yeah, no, listen, Colston's coming along nicely. I think he showed up in a very positive manner in the running game, and then the routes that we are asking him to run, I think he's doing a really nice job of it. And so we're going to continue to push that envelope. You know, I looked down at that stat sheet last week, and, you know, when you complete less than 20 of your balls, you're gonna be disappointed in a number of different areas. You know, I want to get Rome the ball more. I want to get DJ the ball more. Luther deserves more. OZ deserves. We've got all these mouths we have to feed, and so in order to make sure that they're all getting touches, we just got to find completions. And so I'm pleased with how Colson's playing, and I know that the production, call it six games into it, isn't what any of us maybe had looked for from a number perspective, but he's impacting games in a very positive fashion for us, and he's a reason why our offense is going to continue to get better.
But is he in a position, Ben, to, if you have to put more on his plate because of Komet, is he in a position to kind of add on to what he already knows, or do you want to kind of...
I don't think there's any question about it. I mean, since he's entered the building, for a rookie, he's one of the more professional guys I've ever been around. Yeah, mentally, he can handle all of it. And then physically, I think he continues to grow.
Look, eight catches for 70-some yards. Tyler Warren is third among tight ends with 33 catches and number one among tight ends with 439 yards. But the situations are vastly different. I don't think that Colston Loveland himself has been underwhelming. I think the offense's ability to utilize him in the mix has been underwhelming.
And he hasn't been 100% healthy either. I think that's been – I honestly think that's the biggest problem. And then there were some issues, I thought, with his route running in the first couple of games that he played, that he wasn't quite on time and in sync with Caleb Williams. But those are things that you expect to happen with a young player, unless his name is Tyler Warren.
Yeah, I'll tell you. And I mean, by the way, you know who's first in receiving yards in all the NFL?
Tyler Warren.
Jackson Smith and Jigba by almost 200 yards.
Yeah, and that's the idea is there. The fun thing in social media has been, look at what's happened to receivers once they've gotten away from Shane Waldron.
So the post Shane Waldron.
So you
experience.
Have the Jackson Smith and Jigba. You have Rome Odunze off to a great start now that he's away from Shane Waldron, and then you look at the Jacksonville offense and you go,
"Oh yeah,
oh, they've got one of the best young receivers in the game, and they gave him to Shane Waldron."
Oh,
it's a bad thing. All right, we need to take a break, Groats, because you have more stuff, and the balloon guy is here. I love the balloon guy. Make me a bicycle clown. We'll be back after this from the United Center here on The Score.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.